I'm a Greg Jagoober rock. I'm a Greg Jagoober rock. We're all Greg Jagoobers rock. I'm a Greg Jagoober.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Greg.
What's up? It's the Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Gold SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's dog day here at the office.
Ugh.
You're not a dog lover.
Ugh.
It's very rare that you find somebody that gives the ugh about dogs.
Ugh.
What happened to you as a child? Why do you hate dogs so much?
I don't hate dogs. I'm just frustrated.
Why?
The people have to, A, bring them everywhere. Everywhere. And it's just like, I don't want to be around your dog every second of the day.
I hear that. That's understandable.
People caring for dogs more than they're caring for anything else,
right,
is the most frustrating thing in the world for
it me. Is pretty ridiculous when you think about the
there's so many things going on and all people care about is effing dogs.
More people care about their dogs, what they feed their dogs, how their dogs look, how they groom their dogs, than they do about themselves. I will go so far as to say I agree with you on that. A dog is a good thing to have around. It's a good buddy. It's a good pal. But do I really need to go to my grocer's deli and buy dog food there? Why can't I just go down the dog food aisle and get some kibbles and bits and take it home and feed it to them? Why does it have to be this
whole, like, to-do about dogs? And it's just frustrating to me.
Yeah.
Like, me and Trey had this big argument because a cop put down a dog. And, like, Trey was vehemently pissed that I was defending the cop for shooting a dog. When I'm like, do you want to get mauled by a dog? I don't care who you are.
Right.
I don't want to get mauled by a dog.
I think that the cop probably doesn't have to put the dog down, but if the dog is impeding on a situation that is
there,
already hostile, then yes.
He's there to investigate a crime that could be ongoing, and then all of a sudden there's a dog charging him.
Hey, that's fine. I've got no problem with that.
I'm putting the dog down.
Yeah. You have to.
I don't know what the situation is if I'm a cop and I'm showing up to a crime. I don't know what the situation is.
And if the dog has the mentality of some of those police dogs, you're going to be effed if you don't put that dog down. Because those things will tear your jugular out.
Yeah. And, like, I remember I watched this video on I think it was on Tumblr or something, where this cop, like, this guy had the biggest, meanest Rottweiler I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. This cop's arresting this guy, and then the Rottweiler jumps out of the guy's car and then goes to attack the cops, and the cops put the dog down.
Right.
And all the comments online are like, oh, how dare he put that dog down? And you're like, the dog was going to rip his face off. Does nobody see this?
No, I agree with you on that. It's the same thing as, like, when you start mixing people with wild animals.
Mm. It's like,
you're going to shoot the wild animal, right? So if the dog is being rabid and crazy, you're going to have to shoot the dog. I get that.
It's just that what frustrates me about dogs is not so much dogs. Dogs are fine, although they do scare me at a certain size. At a certain size, and they're unpredictable, and I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, if dog's around me, sure, cool, I'll pet it, whatever. But in general, I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Something happens to it,
Yeah, I do hate driving down the highway or down the road and seeing Mr. Fluffers just smushed.
Yeah, I do. I don't enjoy that. And I don't think dogs should be tortured or anything. I'm not saying.
You're not Michael Vick up
no,
in here?
No. I don't think that they should be forced to have, like, be whatever. I don't think that. If the cop that put that dog down, the one I was telling you about, the first example, just shot it once and then let it die, I'm like, no, you would put it out of its misery.
Right.
I don't want any animals to suffer.
Sure.
I just don't care as much as I care about other things.
You know what I don't like, and I understand that this is part of the hip and trendy thing, are the restaurants that are just dog-friendly.
Dog-friendly restaurants suck, dude.
And they started doing this when I lived over here on this side of town. When I lived in Dallas, I'd go down to Gloria's over on Greenville Avenue quite a bit. And they had this patio that we would sit at and drink margaritas for 7 hours straight. Eat chips and black bean paste, and we would do that whole bit. They started turning it into a place for dogs.
Ugh.
And there was nothing worse than wanting to sit there and drink my beer and my margarita and eat my black bean dip and having somebody's dog come sniffing my butt. I'm like, hey, lady, I know that your dog is on a leash, but why don't you hold the leash so that your dog is not over here sniffing my food?
You try to go to, like, truck yard, and now they allow dogs in there, and there's just dogs everywhere.
Right.
There's dogs everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to walk. There's not enough space for humans, much less dogs.
Right.
Leave your effing dogs at home.
Or, how about this?
It's like a baby on an airplane.
Where's
the baby going?
Designate a spot. Well, I have babies. I understand that. If you have to travel, you have to take your baby with you. I understand that can be annoying.
Don't travel.
What is annoying when you get on an airplane and there's a baby are the parents that don't believe in putting a pacifier in that baby's mouth and just let them cry
screaming,
the whole time.
Dude, don't travel.
You have to.
What do you have to travel for?
I don't know. A wedding, or your mom and dad died tragically in a car accident, or you have relatives overseas. You have to travel.
No.
You'll find out one day.
Don't travel.
You'll accidentally get somebody pregnant 3 months after you meet them. You'll end up getting married.
Yeah, that's how it's going to happen. Accidentally. Sure, I'll probably have a kid, and I'll probably be that annoying guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, As a dude with no kids, keep that effing baby at home. Lock yourself in there.
Yeah, right.
You're the one who did it.
You
took the parent responsibility.
That is the most irrational thought process ever.
Don't travel.
You got to.
No, you don't. Drive.
So you guys are all wearing shirts that say hashtag buy Kelly's house that obviously are funded by Big Al Mac. I missed that whole bit, so I don't know what it's all about. Tell me.
Big Al Mac, as per usual, does something stupid, and to help, try to help Kelly sell her house,
buys a whole crack of these shirts that are just hashtag buy Kelly's house.
And that's it.
Well, on the back, it's advertising Al's bar.
Of course it is.
And I don't know why he printed it so high in the shirt, but he did.
I think because they're boob shirt. They're V-neck, so.
Well, I mean, you still could have lowered it a little bit.
Could have.
But either way, he bought these shirts to help Kelly sell her house.
Yeah.
Comes in this morning, Kelly's already sold her house. Classic Big Al Mac fashion.
Oh, man.
He also...
They were like those Buy Kelly's House shirts were back ordered 3 months.
Yeah. He also bought vuvuzelas.
Yeah.
For the World Cup. Not knowing that vuvuzelas are a South African thing, not a World Cup thing.
Right. So
he's got 1,000 useless vuvuzelas.
But to his credit, I wouldn't have known that either. I thought that the vuvuzelas were just something that were a trend in the last World Cup. I wouldn't have thought that they were a South African thing.
That's what they are.
Okay. Because that was the big rage 4 years ago.
It was the worst thing ever. It was like watching a game that was surrounded by bees.
Thousands and
thousands
of
bees. That was the most frustrating thing.
We had to deal with that here. JC had his vuvuzela 4 years ago.
Now he's got new ones, and he's walking around vuvuzelaing people.
He got me this morning.
He's gotten me. He's gotten everybody. It's just frustrating. I wanted to take it and snap it in half.
We're going to have a band in by the name of Room Sounds today, but that got postponed to another day.
That got the kibosh on it.
Here's what I'm looking forward to this weekend.
What?
I'm looking forward to my wife being back home today.
Yeah. Your wife posting bikini selfies.
She is.
With another man.
Yeah. Yeah. Questionable. What's going on there?
What is going on, Erica?
She's getting a little co-worker action at a pool in Las Vegas.
Bikini selfies with Mrs. Gibbons.
Should see the one she sent me last night.
She didn't send you anything.
Yeah, you're right. It was actually Josh.
Yeah.
Josh sent it to me.
Well, at least somebody's giving you loving pictures.
Yeah, that's true. Tomorrow, on the other hand, not going to be much fun.
Why not?
I have to drive to Medill, Oklahoma.
What?
Do you know where Medill, Oklahoma is?
Is that where dill pickles come from?
No.
Is that where you can get Medill pickles?
No, it's where you can get donuts and hand-blown glass in one store.
Hand-blown donuts?
Blownuts.
Blownuts. Yeah, that's...
Hand-blownuts.
Yeah. Are you gonna blow nuts?
Mm-hmm. So we've got a mom-side family reunion that we have to go to. So we're going to take both of our kids... We're going to go to Medill, and we're going to stay in a Best Western Saturday night.
True story. have never been to a family reunion.
Ever?
Ever. Never's happened.
Why? You just hate your family that much? Sorry,
we've,
Deb.
We've never had one.
Well, we should spearhead that.
I don't want to spearhead it. I don't want to hang out with them.
Why not? I bet there's some cool people in your family.
There are. There's plenty of cool
well,
people.
Let's get the overhauls together and let's do this.
Let's not.
Let's get your dad involved.
No.
Let's get him.
Let's not.
I want to get your dad here.
Oh,
let's
God.
Just have a Greg and Greg and Greg's dad.
No,
reunion.
No. No,
I
no.
just want to sit here and have him go, no. Hey, Greg!
No.
You're a loser! What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you? What is this, huh? is this what you're doing with your life?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Good thing. Good thing I paid for college for you.
Come on, man. We need that.
No, I don't ever need that guy again.
All right. Well, maybe we can get your mom and Jackie up here.
Well, they were up here one day.
Let's get them back.
Well, you want to fly them in? You got those, you got all that money.
So I'm making papers, bro.
You got enough paper to fly your babies around everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So you go fly my mom and sis back here.
Do you have other family members we could get here?
Yeah, I've got cousins.
Yeah, let's get them here, too. Got any hot ones?
What do you care? You're married.
Because it's just fun to ask people if they have hot cousins.
It's fun? I just looked at him like he had four heads. Not even three heads.
That's what I'm going to start doing to people. Hey.
Hey.
You got a hot cousin?
Yeah, that's creepy. That's creepy. Hey, you got any hot cousins? It's like a tray thing to say.
Yeah, I'm totally going to start
doing
that.
You're weirding me out right now, dude. Erica needs to come home to whip you back into shape because you're a mess.
She'll be here later today, and I'm excited about it.
So when are we getting an interview with Tone Bell?
Tone Bell. I sent him a note on Facebook yesterday.
It doesn't sound promising.
Well, he told me, you know, I've known Tone for a long time, and he's one of those dudes
featured
who,
on the New Girl?
No, he wasn't on New Girl. He was in Whitney.
Oh,
and he's
oof.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. And then he's got a new show coming out this fall.
Called?
I don't know the name of it, but it stars him and Kate Walsh. It's going to be on NBC.
He's
so anyway,
starring in it?
Yeah. They're the two main people in it.
Tone Bell. How about that?
Yeah. So
we'll talk to him about the Funky Cold Medina song.
Yeah, and Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. We'll also talk to him about
being Emilio from Ace Ventura.
Yeah. And the movie Blank Check, which is one of my favorites. He played the character named Juice.
Yeah.
And he got hit in the nuts with a pitching machine.
I'm pretty sure that Tone will punch you in the face and me in the face if we start asking him Tone Loke questions.
Well, you know what? It'd be worth it for him to also punch you in the face.
I'll let him.
I want to see him just straight up cold cock you
in the
face.
He's not a real violent guy. Tone's a real smooth cat.
Would he be Tony, or Tony?
Whichever one has the two E's at the end is him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a smooth cat. He's got game. But it's pretty cool for Tone, and I'm
When's
excited
he
to
coming
get
in?
He doesn't know when he's going to be able to make it in yet, but when he does, he's going to come do
so
our
he's
thing.
He's not coming in.
He's going to come in, he's and when not, he does, he's is, coming up.
Guys, unless this show fails, he is not coming in.
Why do you say that?
He's just not going to come in.
Why not?
Because he's Tone Bell. He's got Tone Loke things to do.
He's coming up here.
All right.
He doesn't know when he's going to be in town next, but when he is, he's going to hit me up and he's going to come hang.
Until I see it with mine own two eyes.
All right, that's fine.
I don't believe you.
Fine, don't believe. Be a Tone hater.
I'm not hating on Tone. I'm hating on you.
Why are you hating me?
If I'm Tone Bell, I'm not doing the Greg and Greg show.
Tone used to come over to my apartment and we'd watch 24 and drink Landshark beer. All right. Tone and I used to sit up at Jay Pepe's and do shots of tequila and write stupid jokes.
Uh-huh.
Tone's coming up here.
All right. He used to I don't call, believe you know this man.
He used to call Erica Buns. What's up, Buns? Because that's how he rolled.
I don't believe any of this story.
All right. You don't have to believe any of it.
When he comes in here, I'm going to question him.
Tone, comment on this when I tag you and let this idiot know that you're coming up.
I'm challenging. I want to have somebody come in. I want to see it with mine own two eyes.
Fine. He's coming.
I want Tone Bell here.
Tone Bell. Got it.
The end of the month.
The end of the month. I can't work his schedule for him.
Nope, you got to change Tone Bell's schedule.
It's the 20th.
End of the month.
Dude, you're giving me 10 days to get
Fly him. Fly him here.
I don't have
You want to start a Greggles family reunion? Let's get a Greg Jake... Tone Bell reunion.
Tone's the one that's famous. He's got the money. He can fly in.
No,
I can't fly
him.
You
can fly him. You've got the paper.
All right, Tone.
You're the cheddar man.
Tone, come up here and make this idiot shut up. All right.
I won't ask you any questions about the rapper Tone Loke if you come in and within the next 4 or 5 days.
10 days.
I'll get 4 or 5 days. After that, he gets Tone Loke questions.
Oh, my God. He's going to punch you so hard in the taint. He's going to lance you through the esophagus with a sword. It's not even going
to
be funny.
He'd have to find it first.
Well, he lives in Hollywood.
Well, tell him to not live in Hollywood.
He can find props.
Tell
he
him
can
to
find
get out
swords.
Of, tell him to get out of Hollywood land. What's happening to my voice?
I don't know.
Tell him
you're
to get
nervous because it's going
to
happen.
Tell him to get out of Hollywood land and come hang with the real man. The real man's.
All right, we're going to do it.
And tell him you'll bring buns.
Yeah, buns will be here too, bro. All right, so go check out Tone's website, which is toneisfunny.com, gregandgregshow.com. Have a good weekend, and boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.